What if I was able to share with you a strategy, a universal life force, a success principle so powerful that it practically guaranteed a more abundant life and higher levels of success in your business? What if I was to share with you something that just seemed so out of the ordinary about how we manage our lives, yet despite ample proof of that it works, this strategy or philosophy lacks a concrete and easy to understand explanation as to how and why it works. Would you be willing to try it? What if you knew something that generally sounded reasonable in your gut and you could see it working, but perhaps in your heart you're even hoping it works, but to implement it is just a little scary because you're currently living in a state of lack? Would you be willing to do it, even testing it just a little bit? And let me ask you this. Can you remember a time when you've done something in your life to help someone else, expecting nothing in return? You simply acted out of kindness and for no other reason but to support a fellow human being who needed a helping hand. And your doing so made you feel incredibly good inside? Did you ever give money to someone anonymously? Or have you ever donated to someone or an organization or a worthy cause that you believed in? Or maybe you gave to someone that you didn't know, but you heard about their tough situation, you felt bad, and you just wanted to help. Again, you didn't want anything in return, not even credit or awareness of that you're doing it. One more question. Did you ever stop what you're doing in your busy life and change your plans to start helping someone else instead of working on what you're working on? Now, most people, I presume, can say yes to at least one of these questions, or I hope so. And as I say, it probably felt pretty good. In fact, donating some of your time or money to help someone else without looking for credit or expecting anything in return, not even a thank you, it feels really good. You just serve someone else just to help make a positive difference in their life. That's it. That good feeling is a blessing, and it is a gift, and I believe with the right heart and spirit of generosity, it can be just the beginning to living a fully blessed and abundant life. Most people say when they do something to help others, they feel far more blessed than the person that they've helped. And while I believe that's in and of itself is a true and just reward, there is more to selflessly serving others first and being a cheerful giver. Doing so opens a life of abundance and purpose. Welcome to what I'm going to call Serving Others First, the secret to unlocking a life of abundance and purpose. I'm going to presume that you're listening to this audiobook because you either know me, have heard of me, perhaps someone who does know me told you about this and passed it on, and I hope it does get passed on. However you came across it, I'm very glad you're here, and I'm just glad you're listening to this because it really is a powerful, life-changing lesson for me, and I know it can be for you too. The reason I've decided to record this audio is because I've been resisting writing a book for too many months, actually about 6 months now, and honestly, there are just too many obstacles to me writing a book, obstacles that, quite honestly and candidly, I create. I admittedly tell you, most are not warranted. They're just me rationalizing why I actually don't want to take this project on. But you know what? In many ways, I've resisted writing this book because of fear that I have for the potential negative attention or heated debates discussing such a topic might bring. Given the choice, I much prefer a life without conflict. I'm sure you do too. But in the end, God has been urging me for 6 months to get my butt in gear. And I know that this message, it's just too important and too powerful not to share with others. What I'm going to share with you is not new. I didn't invent it, certainly not. I've had nothing to do about perfecting it, making it better, or any way, shape, or form doing anything other than trying it. What I'm going to share with you is simply my experience in doing it. I was convinced to try this some years ago by a mentor, and the more I did it, the more I have been blessed as a result. And as a result of my being blessed, I feel that now I have a responsibility, or if I feel like I've been charged, to share my story with whoever will listen. I read something about 10 years ago from somebody I truly admire and had developed a great trust in, a highly successful entrepreneur who became my greatest business mentor to this day. And because I chose to follow literally every bit of this mentor's advice as it relates to marketing and building my business, I also decided to do what he said in this area of my personal life and go for it as hard as I could. And so with my own skepticism and unease, I started implementing this life strategy. And as a result, I have experienced growth and abundant blessings in my life and business. I believe that what this mentor shared with me 10 years ago, it is now time for me to pay it forward and share this message with the people who listen to and follow me as part of my dream business community of entrepreneurs and small business owners. As was pointed out to me by the man upstairs, I have been blessed with an audience, a following of people, mostly entrepreneurs and small business owners who are interested in what I have to say. And I just feel that the blessing that is this platform and community of people, I believe I need to share this, and that's what I am tasked to do. Because if I can influence or inspire somebody into action the way my mentor did for me 10 years ago, that would be a great thing. Before I continue, I just want to give a little disclaimer. I am in no way, shape, or form a financial expert. I have zero financial training. I have zero expertise in how to handle money, and even less training and understanding about the Bible or spiritual principles or other religions or religious beliefs. I am wholly unqualified to talk about any of this other than to share my own personal experience with you. What I am sharing here is my own story, and as imperfect as it is and I am, this is the result of my implementing and following this suggested strategy. You need to make up your own mind and do what you think is best in your life. Okay, that's the end of the small print, as they say. Now, having said that, I have proven well beyond my own satisfaction that what I call serving others first is powerful beyond words, and understanding it as a law of the universe, a universal life force of nature, God's law, spirit, whatever you choose to call it, or however you choose to rationalize it, it is more than okay with me, so long as you try it and experience abundant blessing or favor or luck, again, anything you want to call it in your life, because this flat out works. It did work for me if you do it for the right reasons, and that's a little caveat. So yes, essentially, there is a faith component. In my 15-year career as a small business owner and entrepreneur, I know and have interacted with several highly successful business owners, multimillionaires. I've also studied and read about countless others I know of, work with. I coach new entrepreneurs. I coach multimillionaire business owners and everyone in between. Now, I may be painting with a broad brushstroke here, but it is my general observation that many entrepreneurs work hard and initially, when starting their business, run a very lean ship, especially in the early years. And for many, once they achieve some level of success or start to achieve some level of cash flow and financial independence, they start to loosen up the purse strings a little bit. Maybe they're more willing to give of their time and maybe some money to support charities, local nonprofits, or other causes that resonate with them and are important to them. This is good to be sure, but I want to suggest that putting the cart before the horse and serving others first is a way to accelerate your growth and accelerate the abundance in your life. Whether it's giving to a local food bank or building a house, a schoolhouse in South Africa, as some of my friends do, successful people, I believe, tend to donate more than they did when cash flow was tight. I mean, that seems obvious. Now, I fully understand that if you earn $1,000 a week, it's much harder to give $100 a week than it is if you make $10,000 or $50,000 a week than it is to give away $5,000 or $1,000. But the principle is what's at stake here. Freely giving away some of your money, setting it free, setting some of these dollars that you have, setting them free to do good. I believe when you give away a percentage of your income, it almost always comes back to you in larger numbers. Test me on this. It's been said that if you're a stingy SOB when you're poor, you'll be an even bigger, stingier SOB when you're rich. And by the way, the converse, I believe, is also true. If you are a generous person when you're poor, you will be an even more generous person when you are wealthy. So it would appear that for many, the cycle of serving others and giving more begins after success takes hold, and after some amount of financial stability has been achieved. It's as if serving And this newfound spirit of generosity is a byproduct of your success. I mean, that's not hard to understand. If this common scenario, success, personal comfort, and security comes first, serving others comes second. Please understand, I am not passing judgment in any way, shape, or form. I'm just sharing an observation, and again, I'm probably painting with too broad of a brushstroke here, but when you start a business, you literally watch every penny, especially when times are lean. And then, and only then, when you make it and achieve, again, some financial stability or freedom, at least cash flow becomes more stable and predictable, you're likely to be more open to, if not more comfortable, becoming more generous and therefore giving and serving more. Your generosity helps more people in need, and in turn, I believe you will be blessed or rewarded by God or the universe for serving others, and on this cycle goes. As I said, in this theory, success and an abundant life precedes serving. Well, what became clear to me in the fall of 2015, or at least presented to me as a question, was what would happen to the world, your country, the community, whatever? What would happen? How much more of a positive impact could be made in the world if more people served others first, helped a lot of people in need, and as a result of being a cheerful and generous giver, were then blessed with more success earlier and faster in their business? I mean, how cool would that be? I think this is the very definition of living a life of abundance and significance. How do you feel about your money today? Do you feel as if you have no extra money to help someone less fortunate than yourself? Is money so tight that paying your bills is a challenge every day, every week, every month, and paying down debt if you have debt is a priority and or next to impossible? Do you feel as though you don't have an extra 60 minutes a week or a month to spend helping someone less fortunate, or perhaps visiting someone lonely? This was most definitely me, and it was my way of thinking for most of my adult life. I don't necessarily look back and feel guilty about it. Frankly, when it came to money, I thought I was just doing the prudent thing, and honestly, money was very tight for us for many, many years. And later in life, as after my season of crises of unemployment and cancer in the early years of my business, we were heavily in debt. And for me, I thought if anybody asked me for money, I just didn't have it. And if anybody asked me to donate some time, Jim, can you join us on this project? My thought was, no way, Jose. I was busy building my business. Check back with me in a couple years. I want you to start thinking about what would happen to your life and business if you started serving others first and did not wait until you felt successful enough or financially stable enough to be ready to do so. That's a big leap, I know. And if it was not for my mentor, someone I had great trust in suggesting that I do it, I might not have done it either. And if you already serve others and give of your time to help those less fortunate than you, congratulations, that's awesome, amazing. But what if you stepped it up just a little bit? What if you got outside your comfort zone and trusted God or the universe or spirit to give and serve even more? What if you started giving more of your money and your time even when you think you can't afford it? And remember, when it comes to serving others, we're talking about both our time and money. I mean, in some cases, it's easier to write a check than it is to donate a Saturday every month, and I speak from experience. Think about this. What would happen to your life if, as a result of serving others first, you helped more people who are struggling, and as a result of you being a generous and cheerful giver, you were blessed by the Lord of the universe or spirit with additional success? What if your business started growing faster and you began to experience even more success than you currently have? And as a result of this increased success, you were then able to help even more people, and on this cycle of serving others and being blessed goes. I mean, how exciting would that be? How much more purpose and meaning would there have to be in your life? What I'm suggesting you do or think about, in effect, is to put the cart before the horse. Before you feel comfortable and ready to, you serve others first. The opposite of serving first and stepping up to the plate is what I call a when I. When I is a term that I came up with in my coaching business for somebody who procrastinates and always seems to put things off. An example of a when-I, which I spell W-H-E-N-I, is I will spend more on marketing when I will hire a coach when I will hire an assistant when I'll start delegating when I'll start doing Facebook ads when I think you're getting the idea. Especially, or essentially I should say, a when I is someone who always moves the goalpost, and because of life and its everyday challenges and demands, most when I's never actually achieve their goals. They operate in a space where they're comfortable and in their comfort zone, and there's just no big growth that happens inside your comfort zone. Let me finally reveal the mentor that I've mentioned already several times. Several years ago, I read a book from a highly successful and self-made man, my greatest business mentor, Mr. Dan Kennedy. Dan is known as the millionaire maker and the professor of harsh reality. I actually sometimes laugh to myself when I think about this, but because of all the faith-based teachings, I attend a weekly Bible study, and all the other lessons, sermons that I've been engaged in for 15 years since I became a Christian, what actually first brought me to the Serve First model was a business guy named Dan Kennedy. I mean, that's right. Again, it wasn't a sermon or a Bible study or anything like that. It was Dan's book called No BS Wealth Attraction that I read and finally felt the drive to say, okay, let's try this. I mean, in all candor, I said, if Dan says to do it, I'm going to do it. Let me share a little bit about what Dan talks about in his book, No BS Wealth Attraction. In that book, Dan talks about an old school metaphysical teacher named Foster Hibbard. Dan shared about this experience, and the idea behind the experiment was looking for similarities among highly successful people. Anyway, the experiment revealed that literally every single wealthy person these guys worked with, all of them routinely did two things. They saved a percentage of their income, and they donated a percentage of their income. Essentially, they live on 80%, they save 10%, and donate 10%. I could be slightly off about that. I don't have the book in front of me. And I'm sure everyone can agree with the saving part. I mean, that's actually the easier part of the equation. If you save money instead of blowing it, you're going to end up with more money in the end, right? I mean, that seems pretty logical. The hard part for many people, myself included, comes when he's basically saying, give away some of your money. Dan also wrote in the book that he has no idea how and why it works, but it does. Perhaps one of the reasons it works is that you're consistently showing your subconscious mind, the thing that just drives everything about your success, showing your subconscious mind that money really isn't a big deal, that you're not worried about it. And when you realize that money is easy to come by, you'll start to notice it comes to you in droves. The key to doing this is to be consistent with it. If you give to others and save sporadically, whenever you feel like you've had a good week or a good month, it won't work. But if you're consistent about it, you'll start to notice that you'll make more money. Your mindset will shift when it comes to making money. Anyway, at this point in my entrepreneurial journey, somewhere around 2007, I was doing okay. We had our head above water finally. We had started to slowly chip away this huge amount of debt we had from keeping my business and our family afloat after unemployment and my cancer. I knew enough about finances to know that I couldn't save my way out of the amount of debt that we had. I knew I had to grow my way out of debt. I had to significantly increase my business and therefore be able to pay down the debt. And I was looking for any way possible to accelerate the growth and success of my business. And at the time, Dan Kennedy was the business guru that I most resonated with. And I literally started implementing everything he said as it relates to marketing and business building. I mean, I trusted Dan so much that no matter what my checkbook said or how busy my calendar looked, I said, okay, I'm all in. I'm going to serve others first and trust God and the universe to respond. So while God and the laws of the universe are at work here, I give Dan Kennedy credit for initially being the person to get me to think about money differently and trust in the laws of the universe, God's law, or again, whatever you want to call it, so you'll be comfortable with it. As I look back on this now, it's further proof that nothing happens by accident. Here's Dan Kennedy, a businessman, an author, and a guru to many entrepreneurs. He got me to try this way of thinking. He got me to start giving away some of my money even before I thought I had any to give, and how to live and save and things like that. And now I think with the entrepreneurs and small business owners that follow and listen to me, I think it's my job to kind of pay it forward and encourage them. I really think this whole exercise, this whole thing I'm doing right now, it is an example of paying it forward. I imagine some of you might be skeptical or perhaps thinking to yourself, okay, I'm already a generous person. Or you might be thinking, there's no way I have any spare time in my day or week, let alone any spare money to give away. These last several years have been very tough for small business owners. And while I agree in principle of what Jim is saying, now is not the time to be generous with my time and money. I truly get that, because candidly, that's where I was too. Maybe you're heavily in debt now, like I was, and you think paying down credit cards is the most prudent thing to do. Again, I am not Dave Ramsey or Susie Orman. I'm not a financial expert in any way, shape, or form, or I'm not even giving you financial advice. Remember, I am just sharing my story. You'll have to make your own decisions. Let me share with you how this whole mission came about in the first place. I own several businesses, but my greatest joy comes from helping other entrepreneurs and small business owners create their dream business through my Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind program. And to discover both financial and time freedom is a major goal of this training. I'm known as the Dream Business Coach, and I'm always on the lookout to share things with my clients that have worked for me. Things that I've done in my life and as an entrepreneur have worked really well for me. That's what I look to share with my clients. A couple of years ago, I started doing a 3-day live event called Dream Business Academy. At the end of each event, before I get ready to close out, I share of what I call Jim's personal success principles. These are some personal principles about how I live my life, how I spend my days, how I manage my time, how I interact with my support staff. All these things are important as they relate to what has helped me build my dream business. So while some of them are personal, I share them with the attendees of Dream Business Academy. At the end of my event in Annapolis, Maryland in the fall of 2015, as I was sharing some of these personal success principles, at the time I was specifically talking about how Stephanie and I serve others and support some really worthy causes, and I actually shocked myself and I was suddenly moved to tears. I had to get control of myself. I stood there almost unable to recover for a good 30 seconds. It kind of felt like 30 minutes actually, but I did gather myself together and I was able to continue. If I was to be completely honest, while I did share many personal things, I felt like I had some things held back for fear of being too out there from a faith perspective. I mean, it is actually a business meeting after all, or maybe I simply didn't want to risk losing it again in front of this group. Anyway, Dream Business Academy is a business event, but something was nagging at me to share more, to say things maybe even in a different way, to help more people understand the power of what I am sharing with you now. You know, I started thinking about after the event, have you ever seen the movie Oh God with John Denver and George Burns, where God appears as a kindly old man to Jerry Landers, who's an assistant supermarket manager? Well, anyway, God tells Jerry that he's been selected as his messenger to the modern world, much like a contemporary Moses. And timid at first, I mean, Jerry doesn't want any part of this, but he tells his wife and a religious editor of the Los Angeles Times in the movie of his encounters with God, and he soon becomes a national laughingstock. Anyway, my early thinking about this, and for several months, I've kind of felt like John Denver's character must have felt, I really don't want to be a laughing stock. Not that I felt that, but I don't want to be the center of attention and heated conversation. Anyway, last fall, as I always do after hosting one of my live events, I take some time off to rest and recover, because it's really a high-energy thing going on. Anyway, I remember sitting on my boat. I was looking out over the beautiful Chesapeake Bay, and honestly, I'm sitting there just kind of in a daze, and I'm thinking, how incredibly blessed am I? I literally could not wipe the smile off my face. My various businesses are doing well. My coaching program is doing great. I'm helping a lot of entrepreneurs grow their dream businesses, and that is truly rewarding far beyond the paycheck. And, you know, my live events are kicking butt. I'm happily married to my best friend of 36 years. My 4 kids are grown. They're all doing well, and we were recently blessed with another beautiful grandchild, Lucy. We have long since paid off all of our debt, and honestly, things just felt great, especially after the struggles with 15 months of unemployment and my really serious scare with cancer, and as I said, the very lean years as a new business owner. And as I sat on my boat thinking about how blessed I am, my chest, I remember it was literally bursting. It just felt so full of appreciation, and at the time, I felt like I needed to know why. I'm not saying I felt guilty for feeling blessed, because I do work very hard, but I was wondering, why me? I mean, with so many people struggling, how is it that things could be so good for me? Why? Now, I became a Christian in 2001 after what I call my season of crises, and I do pray daily, and I decided to pray right then and there and ask God why the last few years have been so darn good. I wanted some clarity. So I asked, why are things so good with my family, my life, my business, my health is great? Everything seems to be doing so darn well. So sitting right there on my dream boat that I love, I said, God, please tell me why I am so blessed. And to my surprise, I actually got the answer. Now, have you ever had your life flash before your eyes? I don't think I have either, but over the next day or so, I experienced something very similar. I began to think about various things that I have done, things that I do, things I'm involved in, things that have happened since 2001, things that are now a normal and regular part of our lives, decisions and choices we've made, people and organizations we've helped. I started these things kept flashing into my mind, and I started thinking about them for some reason. Then I started piecing it together about, by the way, it occurs to me that I say the word I a lot. Please understand that I obviously mean we. My wife, Stephanie, and I, we're a great team. Anyway, God was revealing things about how we live our life, and while I assure you there is much room for improvement, by doing this, I think he was telling me that, Jim, these are some of the things you guys are doing. These are things you're doing that make a difference in the lives of others, and they're part of the reason you are blessed. And over the next several days, I remembered things that I have done. Again, charities we support financially and in some cases with our time, food banks we donate to, people that we've helped, some people we knew, some people we had absolutely no idea who they were. We just heard their story. Someone needed a car to be repaired so they could get to work. A family needed heating oil one winter, Christmas gifts for kids whose parents were unemployed. Some of these things that Stephanie and I willingly do, I believe, found favor with God. We blessed others, and God blessed us. God was showing me through this very, very busy mind over these days, sitting on my boat, he was reminding me of examples of how we serve others first. And as a result, the more we serve, the more we became cheerful and generous givers. And I'll tell you this, the less I worried about money and the more success I was blessed with. As I was treated to this sort of video replay in my mind, again, examples of serving others first and switching from being someone who totally protected his money so it would not run out to someone who believes that money is merely a tool and there is more than an ample supply to go around and it has to be used to help others, and in doing so, you will help yourself. Test me on this. Some of what was revealed to me, including tithing, becoming tithers, there's three charities that are near and dear to Stephanie and me, spending a lot of time with Walter. Walter was a 93-year-old shut-in from our church who was very lonely, had no family and very few friends, if any. Walter recently passed away, and when I heard, the first thing I thought of was, you know, the last 2 to 3 years, thank God Walter didn't spend his last years alone. It was such an honor and a privilege to get to know Walter and spend time with him. And we would take him out to Wendy's, he'd get a junior cheeseburger, and he would literally take an hour to eat it, which, if you know me and my level of patience, that was hard. But in my heart today, these acts, they just seem like the right thing to do. But I'm telling you, folks, it was not always this way. I remember a few years back, this is the bad Jim now, I remember a few years back when Stephanie got a phone call from a friend of ours at church who were very involved with feeding men at a local homeless shelter. The call was on Sunday in the fall, so maybe you're putting two and two together. Yes, it was football season. I'm a huge football fan. And when Stephanie said, let me check with Jim, I did not react appropriately. I'm embarrassed to say, but ultimately we did go, and we helped serve these men at this homeless shelter that Sunday night. It was life-changing for me. It was one of the first things I remember doing, which I didn't want to do, but it turned out to be such a blessing. It was, again, one of the first things we did. Honestly, the feeling was so powerful that I wanted to do more because it totally filled me up. It was soon after that that I got involved in Good Works, which is a ministry that repairs homes for low-income people. I share some of these things, again, not as a way to say, oh, look what Jim does, or I share them because people sometimes say, I want to help, but I don't know what to do. So I'm being as candid and as transparent as I do, as uncomfortable as I am doing it. Anyway, my point is that for years, what seemed like a stretch of faith for me, both in terms of giving away some of our money and spending some of our time helping others, has become much easier. And it's actually much more of a commonplace way of life for us. Serving others first has no doubt 100% accelerated, I believe, the speed of the success of my business. I am convinced of it. We have been blessed abundantly so, and nobody will ever convince me otherwise. I had such an appreciation for this explanation and this knowledge that God has shared with me. I mean, I was grateful that I had an understanding of why things were going so well for me and my family. I mean, sometimes, folks, we don't get to know what God knows. I asked, but I felt satisfied I got the answer. But then it happened. Once I realized the why, I started to feel God nudging me, and He was not subtle. God was nudging me into action. Now, nudging is what I describe God does to get my attention. He nudges me with thoughts that are inescapable. No matter how much I try to ignore them and move on with my day, He continues to fill my head with these thoughts as if to say, Jim, you're no match for me, so give up now and just do what you need to do. God made it clear to me that I have been blessed with an audience through my business, a community of people through my business, which is largely, again, made up of entrepreneurs and small business owners who, through my books and social media and my videos, my coaching clients, interviews that I do, through speeches that I give, there are people that listen to me and take my advice, and that with that great blessing comes great responsibility. I felt God telling me that in no uncertain terms, I was to share this information about serving others first so others can also try it and experience great blessing in their life. That's the message I felt He was telling me. And when He phrased it like that, it was hard for me to say no. So I'm hoping that some people listening to this might be inspired or encouraged to help others and therefore be blessed in their lives. If enough people try serving others first in their lives, and a lot more people in need will be blessed in the process, and God and the universe and spirit will respond with favor, therefore completing this cycle of serving first and blessing, then in effect, we'll all be making the world a much better place. Test me on this. Honestly, I know full well that some will hear this message and really want to take me to task. I'm oversimplifying the Bible, biblical principles, how God works. I'm oversimplifying everything, and you are entitled to your own beliefs, but you know, don't try and disprove everything I'm saying based on science and fact, or lack thereof. I think some people are going to try and consider this just another marketing message or opportunity for Jim to promote himself. That's absolutely not why I'm doing this. I'm comfortable with this. No matter what some folks will say, God knows me well. And while I am very confident and strong-willed as it relates to my skills as a businessman and a marketer, He also knows that I was struggling, and mightily so, with this personal piece of the mission. It was a big reason I've actually dragged my heels for 6 months. I tell you this honestly and with as much transparency as I can. Folks, my desire in sharing so much of my personal life with you is to simply do what God has asked of me to do. I want to please Him, and I want to sleep again. As a Christian, I believe God is responsible for everything that happens, and He has found a way to work around my shortcomings and apprehensions and just get this story done. And He knew I didn't have time to write a book, or I didn't want to write a book. So actually, several nights ago, He said, just record an audiobook. Just get some notes together and tell your story and let it go at that. He knows me very well. My goal in sharing this again is to be obedient to the Lord, but it's also to help entrepreneurs be more blessed with more rapid growth and higher levels of success in their business. That is my mission as the Dream Business Coach. But in the process, if this causes you to live a life of greater abundance and with deeper purpose and meaning, a life that I believe is possible when you serve others first and help others less fortunate than yourself, then I will consider this a huge success. Test me on this. As this cycle of giving and blessing others begins to take hold in your life, and you are blessed and rewarded for being a generous and cheerful giver, more and more people will be helped as you, just like me, get even more excited about the impact you're making in your community or maybe across the globe by sharing more of your success and blessing others. And that's when your dream business becomes much more than simply a way to put more dollars in the bank. That's when your dream business becomes something more than just a life of abundance. It becomes a life of purpose and impact and deep meaning. This information has the potential to change the course of your business and your life and that of many people. Test me on this. Do not feel the need to go from 0 to 60 or whatever metaphor you want to use. Honestly, we did not jump from where we were to where we are now in one fell swoop. We grew over time. I kind of put my toe in the water, it didn't feel cold, and I put another toe in the water, it might be another metaphor. The fun part was, as I began to realize what was happening, as I saw my business and life beginning to be blessed more, I kept doing more and giving more and serving more, and as a result, it just kept going. That's the cycle. Test me on this. Let me relate one story that happened early on for me in this journey. As busy as I was and as financially strapped as I was in the early days as an entrepreneur, I started donating some of my time, which seemed easier than money at the time, to an organization called the Christian Chamber of Commerce. I was asked to lead some small group trainings about networking and exhibiting at trade shows, but that meant quite a few long hours in the car back and forth to their office when time was almost as short as money. After one such training, I remember driving home. I left the house around 6 o'clock. I'm about 11:30 at this point. I'm driving up the highway. I've now spent several hours this week helping the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and I really thinking to myself, I can't see anything that I'm going to get out of this. Is this really the best use of my time? Shouldn't I be making sales calls? At that moment of doubt, my cell phone rang, and one of the prospective clients that I was nurturing said, Jim, we're ready to go. We want to do a newsletter. I remember hanging up my phone and saying, okay, God, I get it. As much as I believe in serving others first, God, the universe, spirit, and this process does not work like a vending machine. You don't donate to a church or a charity or someone in need, pull a lever, and boom, you get an email or a knock at your door or a new client through your website. It really does not work that way. You may have doubts. I totally get that. But rather than wait to start, I want to encourage you to start with an increase over whatever you're doing now and watch what happens. What I believe to be true is that God is more interested in your heart and in your character than your circumstances. And what that means to me is that you must be willing to give freely and willingly and cheerfully, knowing that you are making a difference, knowing that you're making a difference in the lives of others and not expecting anything in return. Once you make that connection, I believe that's when the real blessing occurs. So in some way, as I wrap this up, I can now check the box that I have completed my mission. I've shared with you what I think God wanted me to share, and I will breathe a little easier, and actually perhaps I'll sleep a little better tonight. I have no doubt that my mindset and views on serving others first will continue to grow and flourish, and I believe God will continue to bless Stephanie and me and our family. You might be wondering about me saying, test me on this so much. Let me explain that. Early on, shortly after Dan Kennedy got me thinking about giving away some money that I didn't have, I started researching the subject of giving and tithing, and of course, I went to the Bible to see what they said about it. You know, there are many passages about tithing and giving money, and depending on your view and what you believe, I think some might be open to interpretation. However, there's one place of scripture that seemed unambiguous. It seemed no room was left for any misunderstanding. I think it's been said, somebody will correct me, I'm sure, but I think it's been said where this is the only reference in the Bible where God directly challenges you. In Malachi 3, verse 10, it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing there will not be room enough to store it. To me, God is saying, give a tithe, that's the 10%, and see if I do not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing to you that there's not enough room to store it. I mean, test me in this. I took that. I was amazed at the clarity of that language. It excited me. I did start testing the Lord, and so far, I have not been able to outgive God. A friend of mine, a great friend, said, Jim, you will never be able to outgive God. And so that's one thing I think is kind of fun. Folks, it is my hope that this information will shine a light and give you some courage to take whatever you're doing now in the spirit of serving others first and increase it. As I said, nobody expects you to go from the first rung to the top rung of the giving and serving ladder, but take a few small steps each week, each month, and see if it, first of all, doesn't make you feel great. See if your bills don't somehow still get paid. Spend a little time helping someone or serving at a food bank or spending time with someone lonely, and see if your work still somehow doesn't get done. See if your next client arrives sooner than you think, or maybe your next order is a little larger than you think. See if someone important in your life gets a job or a good report from the doctor. As long as your heart is in the right place, as long as you are a cheerful and willing giver, expecting nothing in return, and if you just do it for the right reasons, it is my humble and completely uneducated opinion that you will be blessed. You will be blessed highly and just receive incredible favor as a result of your generosity. If you'd like to leave a positive comment or share a story with me, you can email me. My email is jim@getjimpalmer.com. You can reach out on Facebook. On the other hand, if you want to dispute whatever I've shared, if you desperately want to prove me wrong, if you're going to go to reams and reams of research and volumes and just write at great length about how phony this is or how short-sighted this is or how unfact-based this is, I just want to let you know I have zero interest in engaging with you on this. You can call me closed-minded if you want. I'll accept that as your opinion. But for now, my mission has now been to complete what God has directed me to do. I smile knowing I have done that. I personally do not understand how and why God and the universe work the way they do. Men and women far smarter than I do not understand it either. But my little experiment of giving more and serving more and doing so willingly and cheerfully, inspired and encouraged by Dan Kennedy over 10 years ago, has all the proof I need that I am indeed on the right track as it relates to this. Serve others first and be blessed. Test me on this. May God bless you, and may you live a life of abundance, purpose, and great meaning. Take care, everyone.